This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke coming out of here.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, the question of the day is Robert awake today? Hey, I did get a good night's sleep, Super Don. You'll be happy to know I shouldn't be slurring my speech. Those of you who want to hear RSB on Quaaludes, which I wasn't technically, but you kind of get the feel of like, wow, was his mind working slowly yesterday?
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, you're the Iron Man of Health Talk Radio. You're going to show up for work even if you're with half your brain time behind your back, and you did last night, and then you did okay.
No medicines, but there were some funny, silly things we may get to. All right, today we've got an interview from ACAM coming up. Dr. Alan Green, who's president of ACAM, the Advanced College for Advancement in Medicine. The American College for Advancement in Medicine. Racing ahead of myself, I'm so here today. What else we got on the Robert Scott Bell Show today? I have no idea, actually. These stories would be good to cover, Super Don.
Yes.
Aspirin stories and Plavix, right, and blood thinners.
That's right.
You know, because I know all of my listeners are on blood thinners and aspirin.
Every single one of them. Daily regimen, absolutely.
Probably not, but I'm sure that many of my listeners, and any of you out there, have, let's say, been threatened with them. If you've been in the medical community, if you've been on planet Earth long enough, they've said, hey, are you taking an aspirin a day? And, hey, why aren't you at it? You're at risk for a stroke or a heart attack. Maybe we should put you on Coumadin or Plavix or some form of a blood-thinning medication. Well, we have a new study that has just come out that contradicts something else that I already know to be true. And this is an interesting, how do we say, you know something to be demonstrably true or demonstrably false in your life. But then, oh my gosh, a study comes out and says what you know to be true is actually false. Mm-hmm. What you know to be false is actually true. Do you believe this study or do you believe your own eyes, ears, and your experience and what you've seen?
Right.
You know where I'm going to be, and I'm going to explain this now. Here's the headline at healthfinder.gov through Health Day News. Long-term use of aspirin plus blood thinner is safe.
Safe.
He's safe.
All right.
He's out at first.
You were wrong all along.
No, he's safe. Benefits of the combination outweigh potential risks, according to the experts. And remember, when experts say anything, you've got to believe them. The first sentence here is great. Heart attack and stroke patients can safely take their aspirin combined with blood-thinning medications, new research confirms.
Okay. Right? Because, do we need to read any more than that?
Well, yeah, you don't need to know any more than that.
No, that's it.
Because remember, the studies used to say that taking aspirin and a blood thinner can be very harmful to you.
Right.
Right? That you've got an increased risk of bleeding out internally. And how do I know this to be true and factually correct? The danger part, not the safety part. Well, my good buddy Michael Badnarik, who's been through a health challenge or two in his lifetime, and we're talking a long time ago, probably back in 2004 when he was running for president, came through to visit me when I was still in Atlanta, and he had swelling on his left arm, and his whole left arm looked black and blue, and his fingers were just, you could hardly see his fingers, it was so swelling, and I said, what is going on, Michael? And he said, well, the doctor says, you know, I'm at risk for a heart attack or a stroke, and exactly like the study says, and they put me on Plavix. Or it might have been Coumadin at the time. I don't recall the exact one he was on. It's been many years now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also on aspirin. And I said, what? Are they nuts? I mean, it's one thing. It's the risk enough to put somebody on a blood thinner, and you need to monitor that so you don't bleed out. But you add that to aspirin or vice versa, and now you got a problem because you don't know, one little tap to the arm and you're bleeding internally until you're dead.
Right.
And this is indeed what happened. And I immediately got him on some homeopathic remedies to stop the bleeding. And we got him out of crisis within the day. And, you know, it was another story to tell. But then we come out with this study saying, no, that what you saw, Robert, was not real. You know, what happened to Michael? No, that wasn't real. What we know is real is that you can use them, no problem, no safety issues, except that there are safety problems. Despite the positives found in the study, the trial patients taking the two drugs also had appeared to have a 36% increased risk of death during the study period compared with patients just taking aspirin.
36%.
Yeah. So
it's safe. Only 36%.
It's safe, but there's a 36% increased risk of death.
Just one in three people.
Right.
Come on. That's not that much.
That's not statistically significant. I don't even have to mock up exasperation on this to say that they make the claim, the headline, oh, it's safe, but then they break down the study a little more just so they can say, well, no, we are telling the truth. It's really not dangerous.
Think about it in these terms.
Yeah.
You've got a gun, mm-hmm. and this gun has three bullets in it. So you've got, or no, excuse me, it shoots three bullets, and you've got one bullet in there. Russian roulette.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a one in three chance of when you pull that trigger, it's going to blow your head off, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to play the game?
Well, they're telling you that you should, that the benefits outweigh the risk of you blowing your head off. So we should believe them. They're experts.
Yikes.
So they thought about this and said, let's go back at the data and eliminate those people. How do we do that? Well, we found that the people who had previous diagnoses of cancer were the ones that were more at risk for death. Now, what do we know about those with cancer? First, their immune system is shot. Second, they probably shot their liver and their kidneys with all types of horrible chemotherapeutic agents, and they've lost the ability to detox, metabolize anything. So the argument for taking both Plavix and aspirin is that, well, if your liver and kidneys are still working well enough to detoxify this poisonous treatment, then you're good. 36% is not going to be you. We don't know what the percentage is, but it won't be one in three. So feel good about taking both drugs together. Rather than taking natokinase, rather than doing silver, rather than increasing your essential fatty acids and in thinning the blood naturally and normally, rather than doing intravenous chelation, which we'll get to in a moment. So you guys read that story, and you see, you might come to the same conclusion. And then, you know, a minute later, a Super Don is carousing the web for the stories that we cover on the show here. Well, they said, aspirin, Plavix, yay, everybody should do it. Then the next moment, suddenly another study pops in. Or probably on the same website. This one came up probably prior. It said, daily aspirin fails to help older hearts in Japanese study.
And this is the reason why I pulled these stories, because they literally, minutes away from each other, were both published.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got one story saying daily aspirin fails to help older hearts in a Japanese study, followed by take aspirin. It's great for you. It works. It's safe.
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible what this is doing. And I think the reason that other story came up is literally to counteract the negative publicity that might come out of, this heart study, this claim that, well, the aspirin's not working. Now, what is the reason? They say aspirin maybe reduces inflammation, maybe it thins the blood, but again, at what cost? If it damages your gastrointestinal system, if it puts stress, additional burden on your liver and kidneys, as it does, is that really going to be the benefit you're looking for if you're worried about a risk of heart attack? I mean, shouldn't we be more worried about other issues than an aspirin deficiency, which does not exist in any human or animal on planet Earth? The risk of taking aspirin is huge. In fact, if aspirin were studied today as an investigative new drug, it would not be approved. There are too many dangers. And people have grown up. I know. I grew up on aspirin, and then, of course, there was acetaminophen, Tylenol, and then ibuprofen, and similar families of drugs to do similar things with also similar toxicological detriment to the body. But they'll say, well, no, that'll only happen in cancer patients. Well, just about every Westerner is a cancer patient just waiting to happen. As I said, one in three women, one in two men will be diagnosed with cancer, and it's gone up from there. If you've read anything about this over the years, read Cancer Step Outside the Box by TMB. This is an incredible thing. They do not have the basis for which to encourage people to keep taking aspirin, and we've got the science now on our side. It's always been there. But what do? We know what to do. In fact, that leads us to our first question of the day here on the Robert Scott Bell, and you can call in at 866-939-2355 or leave me a message right in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You go there, there's a place where you can put questions in. Sandra writes, I listened with great interest to Dr. Batar talking about getting mercury amalgams out. I have two that I am planning to have out, and I knew about the vitamin C and glutathione, but I do not know what the DMPS is. Can you give me the name of this? I am interviewing dentists in my area who claim they safely remove mercury the Huggins way. I have heard about a lot of procedures, but I have not heard of DMPS. And I do not know where to get it. Thank you. As always, I love your show, Sandra. Sandra, we love you. And the DMPS we were talking about is intravenous chelation. These are synthetic amino acids that are given by an MD or a DO, depending on where you are, in through the veins directly. And the reason Dr. Batar said get a DMPS treatment within 12 hours of removal of the amalgams is that you're shaking up the mercury tree when you remove it. As much as you try to prevent absorption, and Huggins' method does that, the risk, especially for those that are very sensitive and can't methylate the mercury, or selenium deficient, any number of things that are compromising their excretory pathways, could end up in a real crisis post-removal. So, Sandra, it's not something you can get. I mean, yes, they sell oral intravenous DMPS or oral chelators, but not as efficient as those that are going in through the blood as things circulate that way. So the DMPS we're talking about, again, available through doctors that do chelation therapy. If you can't find Dr. Batar, if you're not in his area, go to acam.org, acam.org. They've got a lot of doctors listed on their website now. I just confirmed. And we're going to confirm that in a moment, in fact, with Dr. Alan Green from ACAM. I hope that's helpful to you, Sandra. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Dr. Alan Green. We've got more questions of the day coming up as well. Your calls, perhaps. Get on the line. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to, of course, our syndicator, Natural News Radio, as well as GCN, our syndicator into radio, and all around the world. All y'all listening in, we love you. And we'll be back with more healing after this.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we continue to bring the healing to you from ACAM in Las Vegas. And this, they actually have a couple of events a year, perhaps. Well, at least this one is the big one over the years. I've attended some years ago. I hadn't been in a while, and I got back here, and I've been enjoying it, and connected to great doctors, and now I get to talk to the president of the organization, and his name is Dr. Alan Green, and we have websites linked up to ACAM, the American College for Advancement in Medicine, and we need some serious advancement in medicine, do we not?
Yes, always.
Yeah. So
always have and always will.
Right. So how is it that you got involved in this organization? Are you coming from the MD or DO side? MD?
I'm an MD.
MD, okay.
And I actually first heard about ACAM 26 years ago, and I went to my first ACAM conference in 1988, and it was in that meeting that I was introduced to some of the most famous integrative medicine doctors that we know in modern time, and where I was just finishing up my residency in family medicine,
mm-hmm.
and I always knew through my medical training that there was something really big missing, something important missing, where just throwing drugs at people or cutting them open wasn't enough. And I didn't feel something wasn't right about it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the ACAM conference, it felt like the missing part was there
okay.
in my education. And so I've been going to ACAM conferences for 26 years. And after about 15 of those years, or maybe even maybe less, I decided that I wanted to contribute to the organization. So I became part of the education committee. And then I became program chair for several of the conferences. And then I was invited to be on the board of directors. And then I was treasurer and vice president, and
but
now
then,
I'm president.
Then you got to see the gory, ugly side of, you know, anytime you're on the board of anything,
right.
There's always going to be fun. My goodness, what is going on behind the scenes of what we call alternative and complementary and integrative medicine? And the struggle for survival itself is enough. But yeah. Then within there, there are schisms, there are fragments, there are, you know, shoot-offs. There's been so much, and I've witnessed some of it, not as long as you've been involved in it specifically. As a homeopath, we weren't necessarily invited directly. It has been an MDDO-centered organization, which I might encourage you to say, maybe expand a little bit. I don't know what the plans are.
Well, since I've been vice president and now president,
mm-hmm.
I have been instrumental in opening the organization up and actually getting the full membership to vote on changing the bylaws so that about a year ago, a little over a year ago, we were able to get naturopathic doctors to be full active voting members. And then just a couple of months ago, we changed the bylaws again so that now dentists, chiropractors, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants can be full voting members.
Hey, that's great news. I'm happy to tell the world about this because I'll be open and upfront with my listening audience. I want to see ACAM grow. I want to see it succeed beyond our wildest dreams because we are such in desperate straits here in the West, particularly, as the allopathic model that you acknowledged early on. You said there's something missing. Right? It isn't that I'm, as a homeopath, want to ban doctors. I want everybody to be out in the marketplace, to be excel at their expertise, primarily not hurt people. I would think that would be a reasonable thing, and I think you saw that too, which is what drives you. And to get everybody working together instead of being fighting for their own turf, which has been...
Well, you know, when ACAM first started over 40 years ago, there was no competition. Over the years, other organizations have come up, you know, Integrative Functional Institute for Functional Medicine and
right.
AAEM. There, and then in the last 5 years, there's a whole slew of other integrative medicine education organizations that are popping up. And even today I got an email from another one that I never heard of before.
But they're just hopping on a bandwagon.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, you guys have been committed to this for a long time, but you've gone through some growing pains, some challenges and things. I want to talk a little bit more with you about the state of healthcare. How we integrate all of these different practitioners to come together and work together and perhaps see, you know, what's our direction now, right? What practical steps can we take? And then how more physicians from all stripes and backgrounds and et cetera can participate in ACAM. Can you stick around another segment?
Sure.
All right. We're going to talk with Dr. Alan Green some more. He's the president of ACAM at this point, acam.org, ACAM.org. He also has a personal website if you'd like to check him out online, Alan Green, A-L-L-E-N, Green, M-D, .com. Check it out. The links are up in the show notes at robertscoutbelt.com, the place for health freedom and healing liberty. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-922-9064. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-922-9064. That's 1-800-922-9064. Call 1-800-922-9064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What is the state of alternative complementary integrative medicine? How can healthcare providers from all backgrounds come together, work together? Could it be that we found the place? Is ACAM the organization to do it? I certainly encourage you to look into it further for all my doctor listeners. Maybe this is the place. And we're talking with the president of the organization right now, Dr. Alan Green, and ACAM.org. Link it up. We've had a great weekend in Las Vegas, and this gift of healing, I call it, keeps on giving. And I appreciate you, Dr. Green, being with me today.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So your passion for this, born out of a, to me, it's like a soul communication. You went deep. I could feel you. You know, that heart thing. Something's missing. And it drove you. Now, not all of your colleagues have been driven this way. I'm sure you're friends with some that are not.
And
open
many of them didn't come to that conclusion until they were in practice 5, 10, or 20, or 30 years.
Right.
But I felt it in my residency training.
You were early on, yeah.
I was precocious. When I joined ACAM 26 years ago, I was the youngest doctor who was a member, and I actually continued to be the youngest doctor for a number of years.
Right. It was, I guess, some of the elders that maybe could still remember a time when doctoring was simpler, when if you were going to use a drug, it was about short-term life-saving measures and then moving them off, as opposed to now chronic intoxication, which it became.
It's interesting. The things that we learned at ACAM 15, 20 years ago, many of those things now are mainstream medicine. And they were considered crazy concepts back by conventional medicine when we were teaching them to ourselves at ACAM.
Right. So we could safely say that here we are at least 20 years ahead of the curve before it gets generally accepted out there, which is often the case.
Well, that's the name of our organization. Let's talk about the advancement of medicine,
right?
American College for Advancement in Medicine.
Well, the thing is, listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show don't want to wait 20 years. They're right there on the edge of it, sometimes ahead of that. And to tap into physicians that are getting the kind of training that I think more is impactful for real healing today, when needed, intravenous therapies, right? Nutritional, chelation, otherwise. It is still an allopathic invasion of the body, but for good measure in response to a very real crisis, metal toxicology understanding, for instance.
Yeah, well, chelation, intravenous chelation medicine is a medicine, but the ultimate effect is short term. In terms of how you take it, you don't necessarily get IV therapy for the rest of your life. But detoxifying the body of heavy metals ultimately has a preventive and health beneficial effect. Toxins are one of the main causes for chronic illness,
mm-hmm.
and chelation therapy is a very powerful way of helping in that.
Yes, and the organization has been innovative and ahead of the curve in this realm particularly, although not limited only to that. I mean, I see a lot of different topics. One of the most exciting things that happened for me here at this ACAM 2014 was seeing Dr. Daniel Newsom not only invited, but he spoke, and he has another realm of this integrative, holistic, detox, all of these things. And my question to you, was that kind of innovation embraced, or was it, well, it wasn't just chelation. How is the openness of the organization and the people in it to new information? I would think it would be good, but I don't want to assume.
Well, that's a good assumption.
Yeah.
People come to ACAM because they want that new information.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they expect to get in our curriculum. We have always, since its inception, taught the more cutting edge, lesser toxic, non-toxic, more natural, preventive, nutritional, herbal therapies. We have always strived to be at the cutting edge of medicine that is going to promote health,
mm-hmm.
and treat diseases as safely and as naturally as possible. That's sort of been the goal of our organization. And we want to do that using the best research and published data there is on these topics.
Mm-hmm. So, again, you'd say an organization that's open and innovative. You know, I come from homeopathy, although it was allopathic prior to that. But even homeopaths have schisms, right? This group says that group, and you're president of the organization. I mean, this has got to be, in some level, a thankless job to say, how do we get all these people from disparate backgrounds and beliefs to work together for that common goal of saying, listen, we want innovation. We're not here to threaten anybody in what they're doing, but we don't want to sit still and rest on our laurels, hang our hat, and say there's nothing more to do.
Well, actually, over the years that I've been involved in developing the curriculum, we look for controversial speakers. We want to have people who will surprise everybody and might not even have agreement with other people in the audience. But I think that kind of intellectual curiosity and discussion is important in medicine, because if we all just agreed with each other, then there's less incentive for us to look at different things.
Right, right. And so if we keep moving in this direction, the listening audience, the lay audience, we have a lot of doctors that listen as well, may want to access doctors that are innovative like this. May want to say, hey, maybe there's a doctor that's been through an ACAM training in my neighborhood. I don't know. I mean, is there an easy way? I want to make
there
it as simple
actually
as possible.
You know, our website acam.org, acam.org. They're lay people. It's not just for the members of ACAM, but we have hundreds of hits a day that hit our website. And the most common reason to check our website is to look for another physician.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, there's something called the physician link, where if you put in your zip code and how far you're willing to drive or travel, it will give you the list of all the ACAM physician members that are in that radius that you are asking for.
Good.
And it also gives a description of their practice,
mm-hmm.
and you know what skills they have and what kind of treatments they offer.
Okay.
So that's one of the ways ACAM can help you.
Right. And so, Dr. Green, you as a member as well, not president at this moment, would be listed as a potential doctor in an area that you're in, and there would be referrals. So for physicians, and now, as you said, you've opened it up to more than just MDs and DOs that would participate in the organization. They would, if they're a member of good standing, be part of that referral service?
Yes. Okay. Any member.
Okay, that's good information. Now,
if they pay their dues, then
right, of course,
and they remain a member.
Yes. Now, in your personal practice, you know, as I could tell, you have the heart of a healer. You have a sincerity about why you're in it, what you're doing. Have you kind of gone into an area where you find that this type of patient comes to me more consistently than another? You kind of focus in an area.
Yes. The more years I practice, I'm finding that I get referrals from much more complex ill patients, patients with multiple medical problems, patients with health issues that are not being handled well with conventional medicine, patients with cancer, immune disorders, autoimmune disease, chronic infections. Some days I look back at the end of the day and I look at the kind of patients that I've seen and I think, you know, I have a hard job.
Yes.
I am getting some very complexly ill patients.
Right.
But it is so satisfying because the way we look at it, we look at it differently. We don't just look at the medicine you give for the symptom. We take a step or two or three back. We start looking under rocks. We
yes.
start trying to find underlying causes for chronic illness,
mm-hmm.
deficiencies, toxicities. We start looking for imbalances. And when you take this sort of puzzle approach to health, this is when you really start helping people. And at the end of the day, I go home and I'm satisfied. I feel like I did a good job.
Yes.
Because when patients tell me they are feeling better,
right,
and their quality of life improves after, you know, sometimes they've been to the Mayo Clinic and they've been to the head of endocrinology at UCLA, and then, you know, you just switch them to some natural hormones and work on detoxification,
mm-hmm.
and checking their nutritional status, they're feeling a lot better.
All right,
so
dude,
it's satisfying.
Great. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Alan Green at ACAM, acam.org. He also has a personal website, alangreenmd.com, A-L-L-E-N, greenmd.com. Links are up in the show notes, of course, at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Green, in terms of a referral, I want to ask you on a personal level, have you got a level of comfort where you will interact with colleagues like it said in other healing professions, whether it be acupuncture, homeopathy, naturopathy, you know, the kind of putting the ideals to the test in real practical terms? Have you kind of had that relationship built?
I refer my patients to other healthcare professionals in my community, nutritionists and acupuncturists, as you said, chiropractors, just as they refer me patients as well. You know, in West Los Angeles, where I practice, there is a group that meets once a month and has dinner together, and it's a multidisciplinary group of healthcare practitioners from almost every discipline.
Is this by invitation, or can doctors join in on this?
If they can join in. I mean, they might not know about it unless they know somebody who,
right?
You know, actually, Dr. Hyla Cass.
Right, we know Dr. Cass. We've had her on.
Is the person who has kept organizing this over the last few years.
Right.
I actually was the organizer of it for a number of years myself.
Yep.
But I had to move my office and it was too small.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Cass took over the program. And but anyway, and that would be good for people living in the West Los Angeles area who want to learn and interact with other healthcare
professionals. I like that that's going on. That's really cool.
I've been doing that in West LA for 26 years.
Okay.
Myself.
Right. And now, how is the state of California? You hear theories and actualities and differences as far as the acceptance of doctors doing the kind of work that you're doing. We've seen, like, Texas has seen a lot of harassment. Certain states, it hasn't been so open.
Well, it still occurs in California, although a lot less. You know, there's an old adage with integrative doctors that if you haven't been harassed by a medical board, then you're not really a good integrative doctor.
That's unfortunately true in many cases, yes.
And so I've been through that process myself. But it seems as though things have settled down in California, that we're not hearing about as much medical board harassment as we
right.
used to.
Well, the one thing you're going to have to deal with in California is the state is drying out. There's not enough water to go around. That's going to be a real crisis. It's already there, but I don't know if people are fully aware of
that. The water that we do have left is contaminated.
Very much so. Fracking and agriculture, when they're doing pesticides, the runoff, et cetera. So you have a lot of work to do, my friend.
Yes. I'll be busy.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, we hope that you'll get more physicians trained in this way so that they can help out with the burden that is surely coming.
I'm going to have to practice what I preach so that I can live longer and be more functional, because there'll be more and more older people who
yes.
have more and more health problems in the most populous state in the country.
Yes.
So I can't retire anytime soon.
Well, Dr. Alan Green, El Presidente of ACAM,
thank
so
you.
Nice to connect with you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, so there you go. You got another way to address if you have a medical issue. Good doctors out there that are trying to do their level best, and hopefully that organization is on the rise there. We definitely do not have enough good folks out there that are coming together to do good work. So thank you to Dr. Alan Green for that. Now, we are doing our level of best to not wait around for any of these organizations. We just charge on forward. No permission required, right?
All right.
Robert Scott Bell Show. We got more questions of the day coming up. Also, before I get to this one about nebulization, this coming weekend, the 23rd of November, South Florida. Hello, South Florida, wake up! We're sending wherever you are. Come on down, see us. We're going to be together, allo1.com. If you check it out, the website, allo1.com, you'll see Unlock Your Power to Heal, the great event that is now going to happen. Once again, Paul Bertero is going to be there with us, as well as Dr. Michael Haley. And he's going to be speaking this time. And there, if you go to allo1.com, you go to their front page, it's A-L-O-E, the number 1.com, and you'll see the poster for Unlock Your Power to Heal on the right-hand side of the page. Just click it. It'll take you to the registration. There's limited seating. We're filling up fast. This is the last week to get in before the price goes up. And you'll get loads of goodies. Last time, the stuff they gave away was way more valuable than what you gave to attend, including the book I wrote with TMB, Unlock the Power to Heal. You're going to get that. And it's the 23rd. Isabel Valley will be one of the speakers talking raw food detoxification. Dr. Michael Haley, Why You Are Still Sick. Paul Bertero, Healing with Hydrogen. And me, RSB, Unlock the Power to Heal. Unlock Your Power to Heal. So check it out. That's coming up. Now, question of the day, part two. This is a nebulizer question. We get these from time to time. And you, Superdon, you still don't have a nebulizer, or do you?
We got no. I do not. I did at one time. I'm not sure what happened to it, but I have used it.
Yeah, we got a. And this is not a vape pen. This is. And we're talking about a
nebulizer. No. I know what a nebulizer is.
All right, just make
it work. Great.
Yeah. So nebulizer. So how do you nebulize silver? William Huntley is asking. Do you just put one teaspoon of nebulizer? Is that enough liquid to nebulize, or do I mix silver with water in order to get enough liquid? Please advise. Well, here's the information, William. Yes, one teaspoon is sufficient. You don't need to add any more water. It's a little nebulizer cup that it goes in. You don't need a lot of liquid, and that's sufficient. That'll get you 10, 15, sometimes even 20 minutes worth of inhalation, if you can call it that. I just did. And what nebulizer would I recommend? I have an Omron, but there are many now that are available. This is not a vaporizer, all right? So anybody out there that does search for a nebulizer, sometimes vaporizers will come up.
Not a humidifier either. That's the other one that people get them confused.
Humidifier, vaporizer, exactly. It's not the same thing. You need to ultrasonically take it into such small micron-sized particles of water that they can be safely inhaled into the lungs without causing too much of a coughing reaction. I mean, the silver alone with the water, the pharmaceutical-grade purified water, is so pure, you may cough the first time you try to inhale just because it's so pure. But afterwards, you just do continue the deep breathing in there to drive it deep in the lungs should you need it. By the way, Williams says, P.S., you and Super Don have a wonderful show.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It's the Super Don show.
We have wonderful listeners who write wonderful letters and ask wonderful questions.
It's the Super Don show. It certainly was last night. I wasn't present.
I was still chuckling to myself this morning that last night when you mentioned that the lack of trees in Las Vegas and the ones that were there were made of wood.
Was that like a moment of duh that I just inadvertently stepped into?
Trees made of wood. What has this world come to?
Yes. How did I figure that out? But I warned everybody last night, didn't I? I mean, honestly, if you think about it, if I was doing really high level technical stuff like the space shuttle needed, to be precise, last night would not be a good show because the plane would not have even taken off. Although Dr. Batar came in and rescued me pretty well. But I was just so delirious, exhausted from the trip across country, from being out there for the ACAM conference and staying up late and getting up early and not resting. And despite that, I feel overall great. I mean, I was doing a lot of Dr. Newsom's, the fulvic acid. Mm-hmm. He slipped me some of the super potent stuff that, each spray was worth 1,000 bottles of fulvic acid. I know I'm exaggerating, but oh my gosh. That played a huge role in helping me out. So, DRNUZUM, drnewsom.com. If you haven't got your Super Earth Energy and Flamagon, and of course, the digestive detox, get it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. If you don't like old people, I'm going to tell you what to do to get rid of them. I'll just tell you what happens if you encourage them to do this after this break. But in the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.